In music theory, tension is the anticipation that music creates in your mind for resolution. For example, tension may be produced through pace, or an unusual note or chord progressions, or even an increase in dynamic sound levels. It may be unexpected. It may be uncomfortable. But music tension touches a primal need in our mind for resolve, for balance, and peace. See, that's better, isn't it? Well, the same is true for our daily life. Unexpected tension and crisis naturally produces a longing in our heart for peace and resolve. But do you ever feel you no longer have the ability to tackle that certain problem? That you don't have the strength to find the resolution that you seek? Well, the theme for this meditation from Hebrews chapter 7 is resolution, divine resolution. Recognizing temporary tension and how Jesus steps in to bring you resolution. How Jesus mediates the tension on your behalf to bring divine resolution. So to begin your meditation, rest your mind as you ease into the resolution found in this holy retreat. Just rest your body and close your eyes. Calm your breathing. Even quiet your heart and allow Jesus to step in. Continue on by listening to and replying to this reading from 1 John chapter 2. And as I lead us, answer, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. My little children, I am writing you these things so that you will not sin and violate God's law. And Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate who will intercede for us with the Father. And Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. Jesus Christ, the righteous, the upright, the just one, who conforms to the Father's will in every way, purpose, thought, and action. And Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. Is there any tension in your life? Well, of course there is. But feel no shame. We live in a tension-filled world. But spend a few moments anticipating the Jesus resolution, how he steps in to settle the strain. This may be hard, but take this moment to note where you feel tension. Where do you hold it in your body? We'll center on those places for a moment. Is it ever in your neck or your jaw? Maybe your shoulders, your lower back. or is it in your rapid breathing? Well, take a moment now to name those places, label them, and whisper them to Jesus. As you become aware of tension in your body, just let go of any resistance. Relax and soften any areas of tension. Give each of them to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Feel their resolve wash over you. And if your mind drifts, just softly whisper, "Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf." Now practice centering on your breathing. Join me by taking a deep, full breath right now. And another. And another. Where do you feel your breath as you breathe in? Your nose or your mouth? Or is your stomach filling and emptying? Maybe your chest expanding and releasing. Don't change the pace, the location, or the depth. Just notice each unique breath. Now, try counting back from 5 with each exhale. Feel how your body softens a bit with each breath. Just feel the tension resolve a bit more with each exhale. Back from 5. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift to points of tension, and that's natural. But center back on your breathing and start back at 10 this time. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10 with each exhale. Where you feel the tension as you breathe in, feel divine resolve as you exhale. Center on the word resolve as you breathe. As you continue noticing your breath, stay centered on divine resolve. Center on God as Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Center on Christ as the mediator, the resolver of life. Let divine resolution be at the center of your tension-filled thoughts, and let his mediation be what centers and brings hope to your mind. Is your mind still wandering a bit? Well, remember to pause, breathe, blink your mind, and center back on the resolve of Jesus. Move away from what is temporary tension to center back on his eternal peace. I promise, I know this can be difficult. So I'll give you a minute to center your mind on the healing of God and the resolve of Christ as you whisper your centering prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, and rather than studying each word, just listen for his message to you within these ancient words from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, and we'll begin in the New International Reader's Version. People now come to God through him, and he is able to save them completely for all time. Jesus lives forever, and he prays for them. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, silently reflect on what you think God wanted you to hear and how he wants to guide you. Listen once more. People now come to God through him, and he is able to save them completely and for all time. Jesus lives forever. He prays for them. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on where the Spirit of God is guiding you into resolution. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the Common English Bible. Now, many have become Levitical priests since they are prevented by death from remaining in office, but because he remains forever, he holds his priesthood permanently. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for them. What emotions rose to the surface? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and be mindful of being blessed, living in the hallowed presence of the Almighty. Just rest here, encountering the divine. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in a sacred time of deep connection beyond words as you listen from the English Standard Version. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he, Jesus, continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what did you experience in this passage? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, acknowledge it. And pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. With your eyes still closed and your mind at rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to envision yourself in a small room. No windows, no distractions. Only a small table and two chairs. On one side of the table is the law of God. How does it appear to you? A scroll? A Bible, stone tablets maybe. Now on the other side of the table, well, that's where you sit, divided, living in discord and tension with God's will and his law. You live a life of tension and conflict. Now I want you to look over and notice Jesus kneeling beside the table. Beside you. He is there as your mediator, the one to bring you back into harmony with the Father. He is your advocate. He is moved by your tears. Look in his eyes. let him take your hand. I want you to surrender to his restoration, for balance to be recovered. The sacrifice of Jesus has done the work. He never refuses pardon and grace to those who ask it with a humble heart. So rest here and surrender to Christ, renewing harmony with God. I want you to hear Christ, your advocate, whisper on your behalf. Heavenly Father, receive now this humble child who desires harmony with you. For this next minute, feel the tension melt as you whisper in return, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for stepping in on my behalf. Center once more in your breathing. Don't feel rushed, but when the time feels right, slowly begin to open your eyes. How do you feel different than you did as we started? Resolved? A bit more at peace and ease. As you continue to rest here, a recipient of Christ's mediation, be mindful of the opportunities you will have to tell another of the healing of God. How might God use you to guide another to letting Jesus step in to resolve the tension in their life? Receive the gift of this benediction now, to remember that you can now come to God through His Son, and Jesus can save you ultimately and for all time. Jesus lives forever. He prays for you. So may you know the resolution found in Christ, the leading of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the peace of God now and always. Amen.